Thank you, man of God, for the seed. Thank you for the seed. I heard the Lord say that you will walk into a realm and into a place of increase. You will walk into a place where all that I have put inside of thee shall cause you to prosper. You shall possess a place of leadership, a place of authority. Your voice shall be heard. You will come into a time where the Lord will say unto thee, man of God, he says, focus on me and I'll cause you to prosper. And as you strive to stay into my presence, you're going to come into a season where the Lord says, I'm going to do some new things in thee. Oh, I heard the Lord says, be not impatient. Be not impatient, but keep your eyes and your mind stayed on me. Don't become a mercenary, but move into a degree of a mission. For the Lord says, no man of God, that because of your giving nature, there is no level, no height where I shall not take thee at. And as you move into higher places, I'll bring higher revelations unto thee. For you shall do the work, and you shall touch the lives of many people. For the Lord says, I place an anointing upon thee in this hour, an anointing that shall touch your mind in a brand new way. I place an anointing upon thee, and you shall heal and touch the lives of other people. I place an anointing upon thee that shall heal and remove all negative thoughts, negative ideas, and things that stand in your way. For you will experience joy and peace and happiness. For I've given you the mind of Christ. And as I am, so shall ye be, saith the Lord of hosts. For prepare, prepare for the shifting and the moving of the Spirit. For this is your hour and this is your season. I will give thee great ideas. For the Lord says that you're going to be doing two things and multiple things at one time. For the Lord will say unto thee, man of God, that many people shall be calling thee out. Thank you, because your prophetic anointing that is upon your life shall attract you into the great spiritual studies. It shall cause you to come into a time of money as well as power. For the Lord says, get ready for great satisfaction. Bless you, minister of the gospel. You shall be known. I will make thee famous. You will travel to Africa, and you will minister to many, many people. You will sit amongst people of great power. God bless.
God bless you, Minister Rashawn. I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying for you to prepare yourself, get everything organized and in order. God says that he's taking you to greater heights. I'm hearing God say that you're going to be out and about more. God says that he's providing you with provisions for your vision. And God says for you to begin to pick up the pen and begin to write. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Minister Rashawn Spain. I just hear God saying this is a time that he is taking you into that new place, into that new day. And God says you're going to go forth and you're not going to hesitate. You will move forward with great persistence. And you will move forward with great confidence. In knowing that God is with you and on your side, because the blessing of the Lord is making rich and is adding no sorrow. God says, prepare yourself for that new day with you and your wife and yet the family, God says. I see new home, new property, and a new car. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I concur with the prophets, for God is bringing much increase, much laughter, much joy. Much relaxation is coming your way. God is even doing a new thing, even in your marriage. He's just rekindling some things. He's bringing even better communication and better listening skills in this hour. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Rashawn Spain. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season of deliverance for family members. Yes, you've been standing in the gap. Yes, you've been praying. Now, Father God says, now he lifts this off you. Father God says, it's your season to unload. So, Father God says, stay focused on your household in this season. Build your household in this season. And I do see a favorable move coming. Father God says, this is the season where you're coming face-to-face with your spiritual priorities. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season of fulfillment concerning dreams and desires. And that is the word of the Lord.